Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Absolutely. It's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. So Steve Miller re-recorded his 1976 hit Fly Like an Eagle with help from musicians all around the world as part of Playing for Change's ongoing Songs Around the World project.
You don't get enough to eat.
Shoo the children.
With no shoes on their feet.
How the people.
Living in the streets.
Oh, there's a solution.
So the release was timed to coincide with World Day of Social Justice. I like it. It's a cool version. All right, another cool version would be Dolly Parton joining the Wiggles on their country album called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up, and she's on a track called Friends.
Friends. Everybody shout it, friends. No doubt about it, friends. Make the world go round.
Oh, Dolly Parton, she is a just precious American gem. Protect her at all costs. Amazon has assumed creative control over the James Bond franchise, and Jeff Bezos is asking people on social media who should be the next 007. Bodie McBoatface. The next installment is probably years away. The last Bond film was in 2021, Daniel Craig's finale in No Time to Die. Reba McEntire's NBC sitcom Happy's Place? Nope. It's been renewed for a second season. She's so funny. It also stars Melissa Peterman and Reba's boyfriend, Rex Lynn. Kate Hudson performed her new song, Right on Time, with the BBC Concert Orchestra. Take a listen.
She's a left-hand beauty with big blue eyes. A crooked smile, half a beat off time. She never planned a path in life, but she was right.
Yeah, I like it. I especially like the BBC Concert Orchestra backing her up on that one. Again, that's Kate Hudson's Right on Time. Martin Scorsese's next movie is possibly going to be starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Emily Blunt, and The Rock. Okay. Do you recognize this song?
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God.
That's the acoustic version of Benson Boone's Beautiful Things that has been everywhere. It won the IFPI Global Single Award for 2024, recognizing it as the best-selling single of the year across paid subscriptions, ad-supported services, and single-track downloads. He must be on top of the world. And Angela Bassett is defending herself for being a little salty when Jamie Lee Curtis beat her for an Oscar 2 years ago. She said she should be allowed to be, quote, disappointed at an outcome where I thought I was deserving. Well, yeah, I'm not sure what the deal was. And speaking at being disappointed at an outcome. Okay, so I told you a few weeks ago, and this is a Kardashian alert. I told you a few weeks ago that Northwest, Kim and Kanye's daughter, performed in The Lion King's Simba at the Hollywood Bowl. Okay, so here, I want you to take a listen. She did not do a bad job. Listen, she's just a kid. I don't think she's had serious singing lessons or acting lessons or anything like that. It was just a fun opportunity for her. And Kim Kardashian is clapping back at people who were criticizing her oldest child.
She's not Whitney Houston. Duh. No, she got the job because of her parents. She's a personality, a performer. And if anyone wants to hate on a child that is having the time of their lives, you.
Oh, wow, Kim. You didn't have to get that salty about it. But here's the thing. If you've ever been to a children's musical performance or ballet or, you know, cheerleading, anything, when they're younger, they're not pros and we shouldn't expect them to be. So there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. I need a nap now. That was a busy one. And we started early. If you missed any part of it, you can go listen to it. We have it up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find the links for those if you just go to B104FM.com, go to the on-air page, and then tap on my picture, and it will take you to the links for the Daily Dust as a podcast with B104.3.